What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Even though Chicago is buzzing for tomorrow night, Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt at Wrigley Field, we always have time for one of our favorite guys. Hello.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Is this our buddy Thomas Rhett?
It is your bud. How are you?
We are great, and we have been waiting to talk to you because about a month ago when you played at Soldier Field, you brought a guy in the front row who was wearing a Shine Down t-shirt up on stage. His name was Scott. Do you remember this guy?
Yeah, and he didn't know any words, I don't think, either.
Yeah, and he didn't even know who Garth Brooks was.
I have a really bad knack for picking people out of the crowd.
Well, Thomas, I gotta tell you, we talked about that on the radio the next morning, and his girlfriend actually called up the show. They kind of like did each other solids over the weekend. She went to a show that he wanted to see.
Right.
And then in return, he made his girl happy by going to the Thomas Rhett Kenny show. That's why he was so dumbfounded on stage.
That is absolutely, I'm so glad that we know that. So glad I know that. Thanks for talking to his wife. That's
she
awesome.
Had said that he was getting blown up on social media like crazy. So
I'm sure.
At least you know the whole story now.
That's amazing. Well, maybe he'll go learn some Garth songs now for the next time we come around.
Yeah, right. And you know what? You just closed it out, the Kenny Chesney tour. I heard that Kenny bought you this ice bath.
He did.
Have you used it yet?
Dude, I've used it every day on the road. That is like the sickest tour gift I've ever been given. Because Kenny has one too, and on the road I would get in it every day after I'd work out, and at the end of the tour he got me my own with my logo on it, and same one he got, and we put it like in the trailer of the bus and carry it with us, and it's really nice, like, just to get in, because you really do feel like super refreshed, like, after you get out of it. It sucks for the 4 minutes you're in it, but when you get out you feel great.
Do you ever see Seinfeld back in the day?
Yeah.
The shrinkage episode. Is there any shrinkage, Thomas? Come on, man.
And I think that's just science, you know?
So. It happens to the best of us, right?
It definitely does.
Congratulations, Male Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, Music Video of the Year. 3 nominations this year at the CMA Awards.
Dude, it's just, I have no words. I just feel very, very blessed to have gotten that. It's pretty awesome.
And these are like big time awards. Like, these are the awards that every artist wants to get too.
Yeah, man, I know. Gosh, I remember it feels like yesterday that we would get nominated for Best New Artist and lose every time. these awards are crazy, and then just the company that we keep in these awards or in these categories are crazy as well.
So we're a low-budget show here, Styles and Roman, but I do have $7 in my pocket right now. I don't want to use them all, but how much is it going to cost us, Thomas, to get one mention in your acceptance speech?
It's going to cost you more than $7.
Damn, Thomas, you know we're broke!
I'll do it for $15.99.
All right, let me see if I can borrow some money and I'll get back to you. But the song we are loving and playing like crazy here, did you think Life Changes was going to be this massive?
No, I didn't even think it was going to make the record.
Really?
Yeah, because I kind of thought the record was finished. And then I did this like retreat out at my farm with my dad and a couple writers. And this song was just one that kind of fell out of the sky. And it was kind of one of those ones that was meant to be written. And I was just like, well, I think this song's a little too personal. I mean, it has the word Uganda in it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way this is going to be a thing. And then, you know, then it became the name of the record and the name of the tour, now the name of the single. And I think it's been like a very, you know, I think when people think of this song, they think like, that's my life too. I'm really excited for the song to have been a single.
Thomas, you are definitely a man that us guys want to be like, because you brought your wife out on stage at Soldier Field in Chicago about a month ago when you were performing Life Changes.
Yeah.
You gave her a big old kiss on the lips. And I got to tell you, my wife looked at me at that point and said, why can't you be more like Thomas?
My wife hates being in the spotlight, so I'm sure she hated every second of that. But she liked it. She just wouldn't tell me that she liked it.
And your wife is saying she wants to have 5 kids by the time you guys are going to be 34. Now, I'm trying to do the math in my head.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you guys are only 28. You have a lot of work to do, Thomas.
Oh, I know.
You may want to stay out of that ice bath with all that shrinkage.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, I'm not a snitch or anything, Thomas, but Kelsey Ballerini was here about a couple weeks ago, and I'm not really sure about the relationship between the both of you, but she was talking a little bit of smack because at the CMA Fest, she was saying that she had to carry you throughout that whole fest.
Oh my gosh, she is a liar. She is a liar. No, it's dude, she is. Me and Kelsey have become really good buds over the past couple of years, and great friends with her husband Morgan, and we just have this like really jabby relationship mm-hmm. where like we love to make fun of each other, and it doesn't offend either of us. And so when we get behind the camera, like in between takes, we're just jabbing at each other. And I love that she said she had to carry me. That's amazing.
She's hilarious. You guys are great together. And before I let you go, after the show at Soldier Field, we had a meeting with our bosses here. The other DJs here, and everybody was saying that Thomas Rhett is going to be the next country star to be selling out stadiums.
Man, that's the plan. I mean, I think it would be the sickest thing in the world to be able to do those stadiums the way that Kenny does them, and I feel like I got to learn from the best getting to watch Kenny. He took me to school, man, and it was a fun summer, and I feel like I learned so much about what it takes to, hopefully do that one day.
Well, Thomas, thank you so much for calling up the show this morning. We're going to cut it short because if your wife wants to have 5 more kids by the time you guys are 34. You got a lot of work to do, man.
Dude, yeah.
Watch that shrinkage.
Hey, it's Thomas Rhett, and you're listening to Styles and Roman on Chicago's hottest country, US 99.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.